again, we've been talking about the different silos. So in the Surety Connection Project, we've been trying to pull all the different silos together. So one of the groups that I am part of is called the Construction Progress Coalition, and that's actually all the construction software vendors. That's Autodesk and Rivian and Timberline and all the rest. Because at the end of the day, all these solar projects are construction projects. And if we're going to write surety bonds, we have a background in construction. We're very comfortable with construction. And we can add that almost immediately to the construction process of the solar facilities. What's more unique, though, is the financial aspects. And that's where we come in with XBRL financial reporting, with insurance, and all the rest. So what you might have noticed from Tom and his 1.0 version of XBRL and Thomas's insurance, the rating is still 1.0. We are actually starting to finally deliver now on all of this, and the silos are being broken. So the Construction Progress Coalition is now working with XBRL and producing financial statements, work by hand reports, and applications for payments, and we're applying them now to the solar projects right now for surety today. So that's not about tomorrow. The other thing that's interesting going on in state and federal legislation, in California, and I believe the governor will probably even sign it today, there's legislation that every state agency must report to the state in XBRL. And where that comes from is XBRL was originally, when the Securities Exchange Commission was telling publicly traded companies, they didn't want to see those financial statements in PDF and Word and Excel anymore. They wanted it in a machine-readable data standard. That's how XBRL was created. The state of California is simply replicating that very same model. Well, in public works, all of our state agencies require bonds. They're going to be requiring XBRL in the administration of the contracts. So we're here to help them make that an easy transition, and we're part of the state's committee. I was actually asked to testify at the Senate committee. Basically, there is a great efficiency in data interoperability, and the states recognize it, and California's taking the lead. And what you're going to hear a little later today from SEIA is they're taking a huge leap forward in the Energy Opportunity Act, the American Energy Opportunity Act, which is basically going to create a singular solar permit across the nation. And when you think about how many different organizations issue permits and how inefficient it is to everywhere you go have a different format, having a national format not only makes it efficient for the people that are doing the construction, but that also creates a baseline data set for insurance, banking, bonding, everything. So all of the data taxonomy that the XBRL has created is now being able to be used on a federal level to put across the entire nation a single data set that will then spur the next data set, the next data set, the next data set. So it's really, really a huge momentum shift from concept to implementation that's going on right now. And so the next one I wanted to bring up